blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can cleanse your deepest sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can cleanse your deepest sin.
You may think you've gone too far. You may think there is no power that can wash away your deepest sin. There is hope for you, my friend. Jesus died and rose again so that you could know the joy of sins forgiven. Everybody thinks your life is in control. You can run, but you can't hide, 'cause God sees everything inside. But forgiveness waits at the foot of Calvary's cross.
Give him praise for the blood this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me? Let's go to the Lord together in the word of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. I'd like to ask you to help me pray for my mother this morning. She had an episode in the Sunday school class, and we had to call the paramedics, and she has gone to the urgent care. So would you just help me pray for her today that she'll be okay and that God will touch her body. God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we even ask or even think. And certainly pray for me, and that this morning I can compartmentalize. I have to do it a lot because things happen sometimes on Sunday mornings, and you got to stand up in this pulpit and compartmentalize and say, you know what, I need the anointing of God to help me focus. Amen. And just block out all distractions and every thought that would try to come into my mind, because God has a word for us today. God has something He wants to do in your life today. And I'm here to tell you this morning that the devil is defeated. I said he's defeated in Jesus' name. I don't know about you, but I felt something when I said that. I felt something in the spirit realm begin to change in Jesus' name. Satan is defeated. Jesus is Lord. Greater is the one who is in you than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I feel like preaching now. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Somebody give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read the scripture together. Glory to God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Verse 1. To the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Isn't that just beautiful language? How it made us accepted in the Beloved. Verse 7, and I want you to say this out loud with me. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Would you go to the Lord and pray with me? Heavenly Father, I thank You. I thank You for the moving of Your Holy Spirit in this house. I thank You for the plan that You have for each and every one of us, God. I thank You for the plan of redemption, the plan of sanctification, the plan of Holy Ghost Spirit-filled living. I thank You, Lord Jesus, for setting us free through the power of Your blood, redemption. Thank You for the plan of redemption. We celebrate that today, Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, that we don't have to be in chains of bondage. We don't have to just live with a bondage attached to us and always carrying it around. No, Lord, we can be free because of Your blood. We can be free because of Your Spirit moving in us. Hallelujah. We don't have just to be a little bit free. We can be completely free. And I thank You for the power of Your Spirit and Your blood to bring total and complete freedom to our lives. Holy Spirit, speak to us today, each and every person in this house and those who may be joining us online. We just pray, God, that You would just move in them in Jesus' name and work Your power in their lives today. We'll give You all the praise and all the glory for everything that You do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If you'll give me just a little bit more highs in my mic, please, Brother Tim. Thank you. Redemption through His blood. As I was praying about the service this week, I kept sensing this theme of, kept rolling over in my spirit about who we are in Christ. We'll talk more about that as we go through the message. And that scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 just kept coming back to me. When you're in Christ and you have a relationship with Him, you know that you're saved, you know that you're born again, you can confidently, with assurance, say this statement from 2 Corinthians 5. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to say that again at the end, but I want you to do that with me right now, because some of you may not feel like you're worthy to say that, but I'm here to tell you, if you have Christ in your life and His blood has washed you and cleansed you, you can say it confidently. I want you to put your hand on your chest with me right now and say it with me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I came in as Tommy was preparing the song. Pastor Tommy was preparing the songs for this week. And he said, you know, and I hadn't said anything to him. He said, I'm just really sensing the theme of redemption and the blood, and sensing the theme of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it was just one of those things where, you know what, we knew we were on the same page. Holy Spirit was working, and that was the theme for today. God knows what He's doing. Hallelujah. A little boy had made a little boat, all painted and fixed up beautifully. One day, unfortunately, someone stole his boat, and he was distressed. One day, he was passing by a pawn shop, and he saw the boat that he had made, and happily, he ran into the pawnbroker and said, "That is my little boat." "No," said the pawnbroker, "it is mine, for I bought it." "Yes," said the boy, "but it is mine because I made it." "Well," said the pawnbroker, "if you will pay me $2, you can have it." That was a lot of money for a boy who didn't have a whole lot of money anyway, and he resolved to have it, so he cut some grass. He did some all kinds of chores around the house, and soon he had the money, and he ran down to the shop and said, "I want my boat." He paid the money and got his boat. He picked it up, hugged it, and kissed it, and said, "You dear little boat, I love you. You are mine. You are twice mine. I made you, and now I have bought you back." That, my friends, is the precise definition of redemption. If you are born again, you have Jesus in your life. Does that sound familiar to you? We are twice the Lord's possession. He made us, but because of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, it was transferred to us, and we were born into sin. Later, Jesus came along and paid for our sin by laying down His life on the cross. Now we are twice His. God said, "I made you, and now I have bought you back." Anybody thankful for the power of redemption? Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. I can't but help but think about that song today. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We are the redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The doctrine of the blood of Jesus is one of those doctrines we should never lose from our vocabulary, our beliefs, and our actions. It is the foundation of our Christian walk. It is the framework by which everything else is built. If we leave out the cross, there is no blood. And if you leave out the blood, there is no life. I'm telling you, life is in the blood, church. Life is in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 14 says that the life of all flesh is in its blood. Life is in the blood. And our life today is in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It's not just about when you first get saved. I'm here to tell you that precious blood continues to flow and continues to wash and continues to cleanse and continues to sanctify us and make us more and more like Jesus. Anybody here have that kind of desire today to be more like Jesus, to know Him deeper and to know Him, hallelujah, in that sanctifying way, to be cleansed and to be washed in His blood? The word redemption means deliverance by payment of price. deliverance by payment of price. Christians are a blood-bought people. Because, see, the blood of Jesus redeems us. That's my first point, if you're taking notes. The blood of Christ redeems us. Jesus became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." He's redeemed us, so we are to glorify Him in our spirit and our body. This body, this temple belongs to the Lord. We need redemption because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all need to be bought back. The writer of Hebrews says it this way in Hebrews 9:12, "Not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with His own blood He entered the most holy place, having obtained eternal redemption." There's that word again, eternal redemption. He obtained it for us all. And when I think of being bought back, my mind takes me back to that Old Testament story of Hosea. God told Hosea in chapter 1:2, "Go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the living God." Not only did Hosea buy Gomer, but he bought her over and over and over again to demonstrate his unconditional love for her and God's unconditional love to his people. Jesus was so determined to buy us back from sin that he paid the ultimate price of his own blood so that you and I could be free, not just once, listen to me this morning, church, not just one time, but over and over and over. Over and over again. Aren't you thankful that the times that you've messed up in your life, even after your initial salvation, you came back to the foot of the cross and there was Jesus not condemning you. There was Jesus not spitting on you. There was Jesus with His arms wide open and saying, "Here I am." My precious blood that was shed for you was not just for one time, but for over and over and over again in your life. And if we confess our sins, glory to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He didn't just come to cleanse us from the surface sins. He came to cleanse us from the deep-rooted. I'm telling you, those things that maybe have happened in your childhood or things that happened to you in your childhood, I'm here to tell you the blood of Jesus is sufficient for the deepest sin and the deepest bondage. It doesn't matter what it is. The blood of Jesus can cleanse and break every chain and every power of hell over your life. Somebody give God praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we compartmentalize on what God's able to do. I'm here to tell you this morning, there's nothing that God can't do. There's no bondage that God can't break off of your life. I'm here to tell you, God wants to set His people free. Whether it's a physical bondage or a spiritual bondage or an emotional bondage or some kind of addiction, I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus Christ is here, the bondage breaker, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. There is no bondage that's too great for the power of the living God through His blood. Hallelujah, I feel His Spirit today. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:9 shares this truth with us. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I think sometimes we forget that truth. He's not willing that any should perish. He's long-suffering toward us. He's long-suffering toward that one that you wish would just get their act together. Right? He's long-suffering toward them just like He's long-suffering toward you. Just as He's been merciful to you, He wants to be merciful to others. The Bible says in 1 John 3:1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God." We are now heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What an inheritance we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He chose us before the foundation of the world, and He's adopted us as sons and daughters. I heard about a man who came up to the preacher at the close of the service and said, "I don't see the necessity for the blood of Christ in my salvation." I can be saved without believing in his shed blood. Very well, said the preacher. How then do you propose to be saved? By following his example, was the answer. That is enough for any man. Just follow the example of Christ. Suppose it is, said the preacher. And that is what you propose to do. I do, and I am sure that that is enough, the man said. Very well, I am sure that you want to begin on the right foot here, so the Word of God tells us how to do that. I read here concerning Christ, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, 1 Peter 2:22. I suppose that you can say that of yourself too. The man became visibly embarrassed. Well, he said, I cannot say that exactly. I have sometimes sinned. In that case, the preacher said, you don't need an example. You need a Savior. And the only way of salvation is through his shed blood and through the cross on which he died. That's the only way you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, yes, we need his example. He is the ultimate example, but we need a Savior. Hallelujah. And when we receive him as our Savior, then we need to make him our Lord and follow his perfect example. I like how the Apostle Peter put it in 1 Peter 1:18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Hallelujah. Redeemed by the precious blood. Here in our present text in Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption, say it with me, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Revelation 5:8, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals. You redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. I like what the Bible says in Psalm 107. It said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Anybody here redeemed this morning and you know it? You ought to say so. You ought to verbalize it. You ought to speak it out. You ought to declare it. You ought to proclaim it. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But not only does the blood of Jesus redeem us, his blood cleanses us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. How many of you know the joy of being cleansed? Hallelujah. You remember that time when you felt that cleansing for the first time? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. I remember kneeling down at that altar and feeling the joy of that forgiveness, knowing that my sins were washed away. How many of you know that you can walk in that joy? You can walk in that freedom. You can walk in that cleansing. The joy of being cleansed. The joy of being forgiven. Having no shame. Having no condemnation. As a matter of fact, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm telling you, that is the lifestyle for the born-again Christian. You don't have to be ashamed. Oh, you don't have to be chained by your past. You can let go in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can forget those things which are behind and press on towards those things which are before you because of his blood. His blood cleanses us. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Isaiah 1:18, come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Thank God for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. His blood redeems us. His blood cleanses us. Somebody help me praise Him for that this morning. It redeems us and cleanses us, but it also protects us. Anybody here thankful for the protection of the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus protects us and averts the judgment of God, keeps the judgment of God at bay in our lives. Look at Exodus 11 and 4 with me. Exodus 11 and 4, Moses said, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like before it, nor shall be like it again. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does not make a that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." And in verse number 12, it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." I'm here to tell somebody, in case you've forgotten it, that there is still consequences for sin in our lives. But thank God, as you go on and see it in verse number 13, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." I'm telling you, if you got the blood applied to your life, the judgment of God is averted, not just now, but in the days ahead. Anybody thankful that you can escape the wrath that is to come upon this land? If you've got the precious blood of Jesus washing your soul and protecting and covering your life and covering your home, men, I want to challenge you to pray a covering of the blood over your homes on a regular basis. Pray a covering of the blood over your spouse and over your kids, whatever your situation is. And don't forget to pray a covering of the blood over yourself. Hallelujah. I get into the habit before I ever go to sleep, God wash me and God cover me and protect me in your blood, because it's not about your righteousness. It's not about my righteousness. It's about the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. When He sees you, does He see the blood? The blood. Hallelujah, the blood. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, make sure it's under the blood. Listen, that's why you got to let go of any unforgiveness, bitterness, strife, all of that stuff. It's got to go. It's got to go. It ain't worth it. Be cleansed and be washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you receive that grace and that mercy, He said, "I want you to give it away." Aren't you thankful that the Lord has never one time said, "You've exhausted your quota. I can't forgive you this time. There's no more forgiveness left for you." Oh, I'm just here to remind somebody here today that His loving kindness endures from generation to generation. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. That ought to call somebody here to give the Lord a shout of praise and lift your hands and thank Him for His unending, without ceasing love. Hallelujah. Over your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise His name. His blood redeems us and cleanses us and protects us. But listen, the blood of Jesus also delivers us and sets us free. Jesus did not buy us back so that we would be puppets on a string with no volition or power of choice. Jesus did not buy us back so our service to Him, our worship to Him, and our allegiance to Him would be completely mandatory. Instead, He bought us to provide an opportunity to be set free, to live in total and complete freedom by choosing to love Him, choosing to serve Him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad He doesn't make me serve Him. We are not puppets on a string with no volition of our own. He said, I provided a way out. I provided redemption for you, forgiveness. I've provided the gift of eternal life. I don't know about you, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that. You get to live forever if you know Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Brent said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the whole church should say hallelujah. You get the opportunity for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. He's provided us an opportunity to be set free and live in total and complete freedom. Many years ago, during the time of slavery, a gentleman came upon a slave bidding in a crowded street. This is one of my favorite stories. Just stay with me. The man paused to observe the activities. As he watched from the edge of the crowd, he saw one slave after the other being led up on the platform, their arms and their legs shackled with ropes and as if they were animals. Displayed before the jeering crowd, they were auctioned off one by one. Some onlookers would examine the merchandise, grabbing disrespectfully at the women, examining the muscular arms of the men. The gentleman studied the group of slaves waiting nearby. He paused when he saw this young girl standing in the back. Her eyes were filled with fear. She was very frightened. He hesitated for a moment and then disappeared briefly. When he returned, the auctioneer was about to start the bidding for the young girl he had noticed beforehand standing in the back. As the auctioneer opened the bidding, the gentleman shouted out a bid that was twice the amount of any other selling price that had been offered that day. There was silence for an instant, and then the gavel fell. Sold to the gentleman was heard. The gentleman stepped forward, making his way through the crowd. At the bottom of the steps as the young girl was led down to her new owner. The rope which had bound her was handed to the man, who accepted it without saying anything. The young girl stared at the ground. Suddenly she looked up and spit in his face. Silently, he just reached into his pocket, wiping the spittle from his face. He smiled gently at the young girl and said, "Follow me." She followed him reluctantly. As they reached the edge of the crowd, he continued to a nearby area where each deal was closed legally and had to sign the manumission papers that were necessary. The gentleman paid the purchase price and signed the necessary documents. When the transaction was complete, he turned to the young girl and presented the documents to her. Can you just imagine that with me for a moment? Presented the documents to her. Startled, she looked at what was in her hand with uncertainty. Her narrowed eyes even ask, "What are you doing?" The gentleman responded to her questioning look. "Here," he said, "take these papers. I bought you to set you free. And as long as you have these papers in your possession, no man can ever make you a slave again." The girl looked into his face. What was happening? There was silence that seemed to go on for eternity. Slowly, she began to say to him, "You bought me to set me free. You bought me to set me free." As she repeated this phrase over and over, the volume of her voice increased each time, and the significance of what had just happened became more and more real to her. "You bought me to set me free." Was it possible that a stranger had just granted her freedom, and never again could she be held in the bondage and servitude to a man? As she began to grasp the significance of what was taking place, and the papers that she now held in her hand, she fell to her knees and wept at the gentleman's feet. Through her tears of joy and gratitude, she said, "You bought me to set me free. I will serve you forever." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you today, but I'm not serving the Lord today out of obligation. I'm serving Him this morning out of thankfulness and with a deep gratitude. He didn't have to redeem me, but He did anyway. I didn't deserve it, and neither did you, but He died anyway. And the Bible says in Romans 5, God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, He didn't die for you when you got your act all together. He didn't die for you when you finally got your act together and started doing the right thing. You were still spitting in His face. You were still doing your own thing. God died for you while you're still in sin. I believe somebody's going to get this in just a moment. That's the kind of love. I can't fathom it. I can't understand it. He said that we would know the breadth and the height and the depth of the love of God. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but I'm just here to tell you this morning, I don't have to figure it all out, and neither do you. You just got to accept it. You've just got to receive it. What Jesus has done for you as He hung on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, He said, "If you were the only one, I would have gave my life for you." He bought you to set you free. He bought me to set me free. And now I make a commitment. I will serve the Lord forever, not because I have to, but because I want to. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God through the blood of Jesus, we can truly be set free to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. To serve the Lord. How many of you know we have to make that declaration over our homes on a regular basis? I made that just the other night as we were sitting at the supper table. Something was said, I don't remember what it was. I said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's my declaration. That is my proclamation over this house. And that doesn't mean I can always promise that everybody in my household will do what's right and follow the Lord. All I know is I'm called to lead them. I'm called to provide that example. I'm called to lead them to the cross. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And I seek to be an example of Christ-likeness unto those first and foremost in my household, because they are the ones that know you better than anybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have hope in this life and beyond. I said, because of the blood of Jesus, we have hope in this life and beyond. Wasn't it Buzz Lightyear that said, to infinity and beyond? To infinity and beyond. We've got hope in Jesus. That's what 1 Corinthians 15 is all about. Because of the cross and because of Jesus' blood, there is a resurrection hope. And because of Jesus' resurrection, we shall be resurrected too. Hallelujah. Woo! Verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Aren't you thankful there's life beyond what we know now? Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. We have a taste of glory divine. You think of your greatest God moments. You got one in mind? Think of a God encounter, a God moment. You got it? You think of that greatest God moment, and it's just a taste of what it's going to be like when we are with Him forever. If you are in a relationship with Christ and you die before the rapture takes place, one day your mortality will put on immortality. One day your corruption is going to put on incorruption. And the saying shall be brought to pass, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are alive when the rapture takes place, you will be caught away in the clouds to meet the Lord forever. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Romans 8 and 11 says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. The reason we have hope is because of the blood of Jesus. And because of the blood, we have hope of the resurrection. And because of the resurrection, we have hope that we're going to one day be with Him for all eternity. We're going to reign with Him. We're going to rule and reign with Jesus. And He said, I'm making you kings and priests before your God. I want to close with this scripture. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 through 21. We're going to make our opening declaration about who we are. We're going to make that again. Therefore, from now on, verse 16, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer. Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation or creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Oh, hallelujah. Now, all things are of God who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Don't miss this. Not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Aren't you thankful that God has not punished you according to your sins? If that were the case, none of us would be here. But as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That should be our message, church. If everyone we come in contact with, those that God empowers us to witness to, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled. We are ambassadors. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Notice this, don't miss this. He didn't just take on our sin. He became sin. For what purpose? That we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when you ask that question this morning, who am I? Well, I don't mean by that question, because here's what a lot of people, how they interpret that question. They think when somebody says who, when they ask themselves, who am I, they automatically start talking about what they do. I'm a factory worker, or I'm a mechanic, or I'm a nurse, or I've got my own business, or we tend to think about who we are in terms of what we do. But I'm here to tell you that first and foremost, who you are is not what you do. First and foremost, who you are is who you are in Christ. And I believe somebody here this morning, I believe we all need to be reminded. Okay, you ready? Put your hand on your chest with me. I am, say it with me, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. One more time, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about your righteousness. I'm not talking about mine. Because yours and mine, guess what? They're like an old, filthy, dirty, rotten, nasty rag. That's what the Bible says, filthy rags. But when you got Jesus in your life, and His blood has washed you and cleansed you, I don't care what the devil's tried to put on you, what life's tried to put on you, bad choices you've made, things that you've done you wish you had never done, I'm here to tell you that your past, you will not be chained to your past anymore. Your past is behind you. He said, now let's look forward to what is before you. And you can confidently, boldly declare, one more time, say it with me, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, you bought me to set me free. I will serve you forever. Would you stand with me? You bought me to set me free. I will serve you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.